It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome back to the Future of Flushing podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Barron. Vito is somewhere over, I think, middle America right now. Vito hopped on a plane after the Met game on Wednesday with his wife, and they are headed to Los Angeles. Vito claims it has nothing to do with the Mets being there. But they will be attending a Met game, so that's very fun. Vito's going to check out Dodger Stadium for the first time, a place I've actually never been in my baseball fandom. I believe I'm going to be going this June, so I'm really excited for that, but Vito's beating me to Dodger Stadium. So Vito, I guess you'll be hearing this in a few hours. Enjoy your trip, enjoy Dodger Stadium, enjoy In-N-Out Burger and all the other cool things that people do when they go to California. Sounds like a great trip, but I'll be here riding solo this evening, taking you through the action in the Mets player development system. And we did miss you guys last night, or I guess this morning, on Wednesday morning. You did hear the interview with Brandon Sproat, so if you haven't checked it out, definitely do so on the Mets YouTube page, and of course right here on the Future of Flushing stream. It was great to talk to Brandon, hear his story. A lot of intrigue, a lot of mystery around Brandon Sproat. A lot of Met fans might be familiar with the young pitcher the Mets took high in 2022 and didn't sign, and then was drafted again by the Mets in 2023 and wound up signing. And of course, Brandon Sproat really kind of burst on the scene and became somewhat of a household name to the fan who may not follow the minor leagues as closely, with his performance during the spring breakout game, which of course was televised on SNY. So that was great exposure for Brandon and many of the other young players in the player development system, and really just a great idea by Major League Baseball to have all the top talent in terms of prospects on the field at the same time and pull them together so they could play with each other and play against other teams. And Brandon, along with others like Calvin Ziegler, Marco Vargas had a big game. They were all on display. And Brandon, you got to hear from him. Really fun to talk to. You know, people told us a little quiet, you know, maybe not the most outgoing guy. I didn't find that to be the case whatsoever. I thought, number one, he was extremely polished. I think a lot of that comes with having played college, big-time college baseball in the SEC, of course, the University of Florida, which is one of the finest programs in the land when it comes to baseball, and just a bright young man. So, of course, tons of arm talent, fastball, upper 90s, touches 100, nasty changeup. You heard what he had to say, and if you didn't, like I said, go check it out. But Brandon and fellow top pitching prospects were on display on Tuesday night, so just going to run through some of those performances real quick before we recap what happened on Wednesday. First, Christian Scott. He was on the mound for Syracuse, and he ran into some early trouble, allowing a couple home runs early on. But he settled down, and the line finished with 7 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings of work. Only those 2 runs allowed. So, look, AAA, we talked about it last year a lot. The run environment doesn't equate exactly to Major League Baseball. Runs are scored at a premium in AAA. Doesn't matter the league, whether the International League or the PCL. There's a lot of runs scored. The ballparks are smaller in some cases. The lineups are chock full of guys who can hit. You know, you look at the Syracuse Mets lineup last year. Guys like Abraham Almonte. At a point, a guy like DJ Stewart was in that lineup. You look at the Syracuse Met lineup right now. A guy like Mark Vientos, who's got a major league caliber bat, is in that lineup. So for Christian Scott, for him to bounce back, strike out the 7, allow just 2. It was a strong outing, all things considered. And now Christian Scott has 26 strikeouts through the first 14 1/3 innings pitched of his season, as he continues to show why he's now a consensus top 100 prospect and a guy who could definitely impact the Major League Mets season at some point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blade Tidwell was also on the mound on Tuesday night for the Rumble Ponies. He came out of the bullpen. It was actually Max Kranick who was on a rehab start. He started that game for the Rumble Ponies. Tidwell came in later. He got the bulk of the work. He threw five innings, and over that, ho-hum, 10 strikeouts for Blade Tidwell. So another great start for Blade after his strong 2023. A lot of that spent with Brooklyn. Some of that spent in Double-A. He had some good starts. He had some not-so-good starts. The biggest thing, he always rebounded from a not-so-good start with a good start in Binghamton, and you're seeing that growth, that maturity, as right out of the gate, he's dominating Double-A bats. And as I mentioned, Brandon Sproat, he was on the mound as well. He struck out five in four innings on Tuesday night. The biggest thing is the control wasn't as much of an issue. Only walked two. Wasn't the case in his first professional start where he really battled the strike zone. So that was an improvement right off of his first start. And like I mentioned, I'll say it again. If you haven't already checked it out, make sure to catch the Brandon Sproat interview that Vito and I did at spring training. One of the premier pitching arms in the Mets organization. So that's a wrap on the big performances on the mound from Tuesday night. Jesus Baez, of course, we always talk about him on the future of Flushing, especially right now. He had a couple of doubles, more on him in a bit. But now let's get you caught up on what happened on Wednesday. And we start with the Syracuse Mets. They were in Charlotte, and they lost 4-2. Dom Hamill was on the mound. And Hamill, like last time he and Christian Scott pitched on back-to-back days, Hamill followed the Christian Scott strong outing with a strong outing of his own, allowing just two runs over five and a third innings of work with six strikeouts. So now if you go back to Dom's last start, in which he was dominant, no pun intended, he's now allowed just four runs over 10 and a third innings, and he struck out 16 batters. So Dom Hamill, a guy who the Mets sent to AAA, they thought he was ready for the challenge, struggled a bit his first time out, but since then, he's been the good. So he and Christian Scott, right off the bat, the top of that Syracuse rotation, give the Mets a nice 1-2 punch to look at if and when they do decide to dip into the minor leagues. Of course, they've already done so with Jose Buto, who Carlos Mendoza this week said he isn't going anywhere after that last performance. So Buto scheduled to pitch out at Dodger Stadium this weekend. A great challenge with the names like Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman and Max Muncy in that Dodger lineup. Also for the Syracuse Mets on Wednesday, Mark Vientos had himself a big night at the plate, or a big day, I should say. Vientos finished with three hits and a walk. Now we go out to Binghamton, and the Rumble Ponies, well, they did not get off the ground. They were unfortunately rained out against the Red and Fightin' Phils. So the Rumble Ponies, who were supposed to be on SNY on Wednesday night with the Mets playing the 1 o'clock game, SNY getting some extra programming in there, and of course all the Met fans are the lucky ones since they get to see some of the great talent at AA Binghamton, including Jet Williams, including JT Schwartz, including Kevin Parada, including Matt Rudick. I can go on. But fear not, because that game with the Mets off on Thursday, game two of a doubleheader that'll be played on Thursday, will be televised on SNY, so Mets fans will still get a chance to watch many of the names I just mentioned. And Tyler Stewart, he was expected to pitch on Wednesday, so it's likely that he will start one of the two games on Thursday. Unclear which one of those games will be. And Troy Miller slated to start the other game. Not sure, of course, what the order is going to be for the Rumble Ponies. Now we mosey on down to Florida, as Vito would say. Check in on the St. Lucie Mets and the Tampa Tarpons. Tampa won that game 5-1, but Jack Wettinger, after a strong performance last week, followed it up, struck out seven batters in relief, now has 18 strikeouts in 12 innings of work, a sixth rounder from the University of Illinois, also from the University of Illinois, Nate Lavender, as a Big Ten guy myself, I respect it. Not a huge Illinois guy, not going to say I am, but he's off to a great start to his pro career. A kid who really didn't strike that many batters out last year in his final year in college, just 76 strikeouts and 80 innings of work, but the early returns on his professional career have seen a lot of missed bats.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We finished things off on Wednesday night with the Brooklyn Cyclones. They played at Jersey Shore. The Blue Claws and the Blue Claws roughed the Cyclones up a little bit. In that game for Brooklyn, Stanley Consuegra, Omar De Los Santos, and Ryan Clifford all had hits. For Clifford, an extra base hit, a double. So that's the story from Wednesday night in the Mets player development system. Once again, Vito, hope you're having a comfortable flight. I feel like Vito's a bougie flight guy. You know, I know he always talks about how he goes to the lounge. You know, you don't go or talk go to or talk about an airport with Vito without him letting you know about his lounge access. So I wonder if he upgraded to maybe a little economy plus. I don't know about business class. I feel like a flight to California isn't quite long enough for the business class upgrade. But I don't know. You know, it's not out of the question. So, you know, Vito will have to fill me in on all those details when he does land. But have a great time in California, Vito. And as for all of you out there, thanks for joining me this morning whenever you're listening to this. Maybe it's Thursday afternoon. You're getting ready for the Rumble Ponies doubleheader. Could be the case. No matter the case, make sure to check back tomorrow night or tomorrow morning, I should say. We'll update you on all the action from Thursday, and then we'll be back with you on Sunday. Vito should be back on the show by then. Because, I mean, we're going to have to do a Meet at the Apple. And speaking of which, definitely, if you haven't already, check out the Meet at the Apple podcast that lives on its own separate stream, the official New York Mets podcast hosted by Vito and myself. Carlos Mendoza interview will be up there tomorrow. Or, man, I got to stop saying tomorrow. And I always tell Vito, we can't use the word tomorrow. We got to use the day of the week. Otherwise, it doesn't work. You never know when someone's listening. And here I am just violating, not practicing what I preach. Carlos Mendoza interview recapping the homestand that was and previewing the upcoming road trip. That'll be out Thursday morning. So once you're done with this, head over to the Meet at the Apple stream wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, you could also check it out on the Mets YouTube page. So that's it for tonight. That's it for Wednesday. You know what? I'm going to be better tomorrow. I'm going to leave this in. I'm not going to go back and edit. I'm just going to keep going. And tomorrow, we're saying only days of the week. So I will talk to you on Thursday. We will see you in the future.